Fairies in the Dairy. Rosie was a spectacular cow who gave twice the milk of any other cow each morning. She had a sweet and gentle nature, yet when the evening came, Rosie was often to be found missing from the herd. Any attempts by the milkmaid to track her down and milk her would be rewarded with the milk pail being kicked to smithereens, and sweet Rosie galloping off in the opposite direction until she was left alone to chew her cud. The farmer's wife was convinced the milkmaid was simply not working hard enough, and insisted on trying to milk Rosie herself one night. Rosie not only destroyed the milk pail, but tossed the old woman to the ground before racing off into the dusk. One midsummer's night, the milkmaid was late to her evening milking, having been out in the town all day. The stars were twinkling as she began her work. She was met with a very unusual sight. Rosie impatiently waiting to be milked. Obligingly, the milkmaid set to work and filled not one but two buckets from Rosie. Still perched upon her milking stool, the girl grabbed a handful of grass from the pasture to make a soft pad for under her hat, so she could comfortably carry the extra pail of milk atop her head. No sooner had she set the greenery on her head than she could see a horde of hundreds of little beings surrounding Rosie. Some were holding buttercups and twisted leaves to collect milk from under the placid cow's udder. Some had ridden up mounted on the backs of wild hares which were left to graze a few yards off in the pasture. Others were scratching and tickling Rosie's head and neck, or lovingly smoothing down the coat of her back, or feeding her armfuls of special herbs. It was clear that Rosie was especially beloved by the little folk, and that her happiness with them was the cause of her producing so much milk. The farmer's wife believed the milkmaid's tale as she saw that the girl had unwittingly picked a four-leaved clover for her little grass cap. The older woman knew her lore, and that this magical leaf was what was allowing the maid to see the little folk. But the lady was not at all delighted to hear that the fairies had been taking a share of Rosie's milk, even though there was plenty to go around. Taking the advice of a local witch, the old woman bathed and coated Rosie from nose to udder in salt, for fairies cannot abide anything from the sea. But the greediness of the lady backfired. From that day forward, Rosie rollicked and bellowed like a wild beast, and nobody could gain a drop of milk from her or even bring her to market to be sold. The rest of the herd soon became as fearsome and wild, and from there on the fortunes of the family only went downhill, till a few short generations later they hadn't an inch of land to call their own.